Tonight we have our concluding devotions to Our Lady of Fatima. We conclude with benediction of the Blessed Sacrament and then sing our farewell to Our Lady at the end of another conference. On behalf of the priests and religious of the Congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen, all of the staff here at Mount St. Michael, we thank you for coming, wish you safe travels and your return, and hope that you can come again next year. But I think it's important for us to take away from this wonderful conference something solid, something lasting. The children said that when Our Lady appeared to them, she was sad. She had a sweet countenance, but yet mingled with a certain sadness. And if we were asked, what was the primary message of Our Lady? Many would point to the rosary because she repeated that request so often, even called herself the Lady of the Rosary. But if we were to distill it down to one particular request, it would be those words of our Blessed Mother, I have come to ask men to amend their lives. They must cease to offend my divine Son. He is already too much offended. We as Catholics must impress upon our minds and hearts very firmly the conviction that sin is the greatest evil in the world. Any other evils, natural disasters, earthquake, floods, hurricanes, every sort of natural disaster is as nothing compared to the evil of sin. Sin alone can destroy immortal souls, can consign them to the flames of hell. And so sin is what we must, above all, eliminate from our lives. So getting back to my first thought, I would ask each of you to think tonight during benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, what resolution am I going to take with me from the Fatima Conference this year? What are you going to change in your life? What am I going to change? Let us each ask ourselves that question and answer it so that it's not just 5 days of wonderful lectures, beautiful ceremonies, masses, etc., but that we profit from it, that we grow spiritually, again, that we take with us a resolution that we are bound and determined to put into practice so that we become better. We must always remember that it's not feeling. Sometimes God gives us those feelings of consolation. When the sisters and I were in Fatima this summer, we were there in early June, and we arranged our schedule to leave Fatima on the morning of the 13th because we thought of June 13th because we thought there'd be so many people. So here it was on Sunday the 12th, and we were leaving Fatima on a day trip to go and visit a wonderful shrine of Our Lady. And as we're driving along in the bus, I keep seeing people walking with walking sticks, and they had those kind of reflective vests on that you see maintenance workers on the road doing their road work. And I thought at first it must be some kind of a club, something people on Sunday going out for a walk. And we were 5 to 10 miles away from the shrine at Fatima. And I asked our guide, because we kept seeing these people, 2 and 3, 4 and 5, a dozen, a space, and then some more. And it went on for quite a while. And she said, oh, those are all people on pilgrimage to Fatima. They're walking from their towns, etc., to the shrine. And on the one hand, we were very disappointed to see the disastrous results of Vatican II that you can see at the shrine, the hideous modern basilica that we didn't even, of course, go into, other results of the changes of Vatican II, and yet, on the other hand, to see that piety and devotion that is still there. But I could only ask myself, and of course, only God knows the answer to this question, I wonder how many of these people who go to Fatima, who have that devotion, I wonder how many are practicing the amendment of life? Are there perhaps some who are living in a bad marriage, living in sin, and just going through external motions to somehow pacify their conscience? Or is there real piety, which necessarily leads to amendment of life? Let us make sure that we answer that question for ourselves, that our piety, our exercises of devotion will not just be surface, not just going through the motions, but that we love our Blessed Mother from our heart, we love her Divine Son, and we are determined that this year's Fatima Conference will see us change, make a change for the better, because we can always improve. There's always something in our lives. No matter how many years we've sought to serve God with piety, with devotion, with fidelity, there's always something we can improve. So I challenge you and myself to think of that thought during benediction. Make a pledge to Our Lady tonight that you will be better for having come to this conference, because you will change. You will take her words of amendment of life to heart and put them into practice, and thus show that you truly love Our Lady. Because it's not in feeling, it's in results. It is in putting into practice what our faith teaches us, what our Blessed Mother asks of us, and thus consoling her Immaculate Heart and the Sacred Heart of her dear Son, Jesus.